Now, it has been 25 years since a licence for a mine has been awarded in the Sydney Basin area, but the state government seems ready to hand out at least one again. The New South Wales government's confirmed that it's seeking expressions of interest for an exploration licence in a 4,000-hectare area just north of the suburb of Picton. And mining giant South32 has expressed interest. Joining us to discuss the implications of this rather bold move is Georgina Woods. She's the coordinator at Lock the Gate Alliance. Georgina, good morning.
Thanks for having me, Tess.
So why is it, do we know, that after a 25-year hiatus, the New South Wales government is allowing companies to stake out possible coal mines in the Sydney area?
Well, it's because the fundamental nature of coal mining is that the resource that you're exploiting runs out, gets exhausted, and you always need to find new areas to mine. It's fundamentally an industry that's going to be growing and eating up more areas as time passes.
Now, coal mines are not exactly renowned for their wonderful environmental impacts. Worst case scenario, what could this do to the environment in the area?
Well, it entirely depends on, you know, what happens eventually. The exploration itself, the exploration process itself is minimal in its environmental impact. It's about drilling holes and, you know, maybe some roads. But, you know, it's a prelude to developing a mining project down the track. And a lot of the mining that takes place in the southern areas of Sydney these days is this technique called longwall mining, where a really huge sort of corridor of coal of the seams eaten out underground, and that causes subsidence on the surface. It causes fracturing of rocks, and you know, it can be quite disruptive to water catchments on the surface.
It sounds pretty terrifying. Is that probably would be the most likely method that they would be using then, I assume?
Well, we can assume so because they're exploiting the same you know, coal resources that nearby mines that have been operating for quite some time are exploiting. And that's the longwalling technique is their way of making the most money out of underground coal mining. In the old days, you know, there was far less impact from mining methods like bord and pillar, where there's a much smaller cavity created underground, which means that there's less subsidence, less of this rock fracturing, less, you know, surface impact.
And the exploration tender, it's open to interest at the moment, and minerals extraction company South32 has registered interest. What do we know about South32?
South32, your listeners may recall, is actually a spin-off company from BHP. So it has Illawarra Metallurgical Coal, the company that used to be part of BHP. So all of the old BHP mines in the southern coalfield, mines like Dendrobium and Appam and Bulleye Seam operations, they're all now owned by South32, and it runs most of the Illawarra coalfields.
And so, you know, this is news that it might be the first time some people are hearing it, and even if it's not the first time you're hearing it, it's pretty concerning. Is there any resource for somebody who wants to get their voice heard in objection to this?
There is going to be an opportunity to object. There is a very brief period where public submissions can be made on exploration licence applications. That period hasn't actually begun yet for this new application. So it will be advertised in the paper, and it'll be on the New South Wales Resources and Geosciences website. But if people want to stay in touch with it, you know, they're perfectly welcome to email info@lockthegate.org.au, and we'll try and stay across it and keep people informed as well.
We'll pop that address in the podcast and keep people in the loop. Georgina, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, Tess.
That was Georgina Woods. She's the coordinator at Lock the Gate Alliance, having a chat with us this morning about the proposed coal mine that could just be opening up in Sydney just casually. It's been 25 years since a licence for mine's been awarded in the Sydney area, but we could be seeing one come through very, very soon.